Happy Friday, everybody. We hope that you're having a great end to your work week, and thanks for checking in here on the Be Our Guest podcast for some fun Disney talk. We're going to get right to it, but first, a word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. So next time you're looking to head to a Disney destination, whether it's Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or even Adventures by Disney, work with one of the professional, passionate agents over at the Magic for Less. They are a platinum earmarked agency, so before you book with the travel agency, ask them, are you a platinum earmarked agency? Because that is the notation that they're one of the best, recognized by Disney for the great customer service and the amount of trips they book each and every year. And let me give you one tip for booking with a travel agent, that once you have that trip booked with one of the agents over at the Magic for Less, they're going to check each day to make sure that you don't qualify for future discounts. So if a new discount comes out, they're going to be right on the phone doing everything they can to get you that discount, to lower the price of your Disney vacation, and of course, make it as magical as possible. I'd love to personally help you plan that next Disney vacation. So drop by themagicforless.com today, fill out that free, no obligation quote, and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Today's show is also proudly sponsored by longtime listener Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Drew is a financial advisor who has realized that he gets the most enjoyment out of working with like-minded clients and has built his business working with many people who share his same passion for Walt Disney World. Drew does retirement planning and investment management and conducts many meetings over the phone or Skype for those who aren't local to his Fort Wayne or Indianapolis, Indiana offices. Drew and his staff aim to bring the Disney difference in service into his business and how he treats his clients. Looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture? Then support the folks who support us and call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at ameriprise advisors.com/drew.baker. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1149 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday. You made it through another week, and we are going to celebrate today by talking about some of that good stuff down at Walt Disney World. We're going to talk about two of our favorite places to get some sweet treats, and also one of the places you can actually get a great meal as well. But it's a podcast, so you know what we're talking about. We're talking about Ample Hills and Beaches and Cream, because it's right there on your screen. But two of my favorite places to visit, as you know, down at Walt Disney World. So to break this one down, this is going to be a tough one because I think we're going to be drooling. I think I may even be on Amazon Prime ordering some product by the time this episode is over. We're going to do the best we can. And joining me today to speak about all these awesome treats down at Walt Disney World, we have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and our source for all the information today, the Mouse for Less. What's going on, Ricky?
You know, it's a head-to-head match right now we got going on.
Yeah, what are we down to, the Sweet 16 now? I love these brackets, as I said on social media last week. You know, everything in March is head-to-head, 64 battles. It's like, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of worn on this. But I did just want to, you know, talk about these things because having dessert and having ice cream, that's what a Walt Disney World vacation is all about.
Oh, yeah. 150%. So, speaking of that, as I'm sitting here dying, it's fine. I wanted to let everybody know that you should follow along with me on all the social media this week, and because I will be at Walt Disney World. So, sorry, I told you I'm dying. So anyway, so make sure to follow along, okay? I'm gonna have some fun today and the rest of the weekend. So, yay! Lots of fun.
We'll be following in. Hopefully you make it to the vacation. We're in, you're a little choked up there.
I think I'm okay now. I literally, as soon as I stopped breathing, I was fine. So yeah, we're all good now. Yeah, so follow along with all my fun this weekend. lots of great content, and from my new iPhone.
That's it. Yeah, I expect lots of portrait mode pictures. Yeah,
exactly. Yes.
You can always see all the people with portrait mode, just so you know, real quick, because they're always backing up. Oh, they're getting a little closer. Oh, because you got to find that sweet spot. It's crazy.
Yeah.
They do the portrait mode dance. All right. Exactly. Also joining us, and you know, I do hope you make it to the. We got a podcast cruise coming up, Ricky. So you got to hang in there. Come on. Now.
I know. I gotta be able to breathe so I can make the cruise.
Exactly. All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, who I believe is in much better shape, Pam Forrester. What's going on, Pam?
I'm not dying. I don't feel like I'm actively dying. That's so, good. Anyways, I mean, you know, that's all seems to be okay. But yeah. So I'm like. I love to talk ice cream. I'm just going to say this, put this out there right now. Been to Ample Hills and Beaches and Cream many times during my Walt Disney World vacation. So I think it's a good subject. And I hope that, you know, if people who are listening to us in the morning will consider having ice cream for breakfast. Just going to say.
That's how they do it at my favorite place in the world. Give Kids the World Village. They celebrate it. And that's what it is. Embrace life. And don't wait forever to do the fun stuff. You know, I think that's... I know we're talking about Ample Hills and Beaches and Cream, but I love that about Give Kids the World, because why not ice cream for breakfast every once in a while? You know what? Have the good
stuff. Especially on vacation.
Exactly. Yes. So do that on your next trip, and then they have that big day where you can donate and all that stuff. It's awesome. But anyway, let's get into the two places that we're going to talk about. Let's start off with Ample Hills, and I'll give you my first impression when I heard that Ample Hills was going in over at the boardwalk, because as you know, this is like my favorite place to go at Walt Disney World for an ice cream now. But originally when I heard about this, I was thinking, I'm not excited about this. You know, Beaches and Cream is right on the walkway there on that loop between Beach Yacht and Boardwalk. And I'm like, why do I need another ice cream shop on the boardwalk? But then I got in there, I gave it a shot, and I was blown away. The ice cream's so rich. They have my favorite flavor, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But, you know, it really, I had low expectations for this place, and it met all those expectations and exceeded them. So, Pam, what were your initial thoughts when you heard Ample Hills was coming, and what you've experienced kind of off the top here?
So I was really looking forward. They used to have kind of an ice cream part of the Seashore Suites shop that was there at the boardwalk. And it was really kind of a small area, didn't have a lot of different flavors. And it wasn't, you know, something that we went to a lot. It was nice to be able to get ice cream on the boardwalk, but, you know, we didn't really go into there a lot. But when I heard that this was coming, I was thinking, oh, you know what? A big ice cream shop may do really well there, because there's just a lot of potential for people walking back and forth to not only the boardwalk and the beach club and the yacht club, but also the Swan and Dolphin. Lots of folks walk through there. So I was excited that it was going to be there. Like you, Mike, I was a little like, I don't know that, you know, if you need it, because Beaches and Cream is there. But Beaches and Cream has such a limited menu in the to-go part. Like, so many of their things are so much better inside that little tiny restaurant than they are, you know, that you can take them actually out of the restaurant, or that they'll deliver, you know, to the tables outside the restaurant. So, that, you know, those are my initial thoughts.
Well, too, when you think about it, you know, kind of a third honorable mention in that same area is the fountain over at the Swan, or no, the Dolphin. It's in the Dolphin. So the fountain is basically kind of like a Beaches and Cream, because they serve a limited menu, but they do serve food, but they have really good desserts, you know, shakes, malts, ice cream cones, sundaes and stuff like that. So, you know, you're really, if you're in the Epcot area, and that's where I'm staying for Marathon Weekend again, Beach Club. So, you know, I'll be tearing up the ice cream, which is what that means. So, Ricky, let's kind of walk through the Ample Hills selections, because you know, we're going to kind of compare and contrast and talk about where you might want to go for this or that. But Ample Hills is strictly, it's Ample Hills Creamery, and I believe it's based out of Brooklyn, I think is where the original the store for this came from. I read that somewhere. Maybe I'm wrong. But, you know, what do they offer? Because they don't offer as extensive a menu. It's just ice cream, correct?
Yes, it is. It is delicious ice cream.
Yes,
and milkshakes. Like, yeah, it's just ice cream, milkshakes, stuff like that. Everything is ice cream based.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, this is so hard.
It's all very, very delicious is what it is. So, and you were right about Brooklyn, by the way, just so you know.
Look at that.
Yeah, look at you go. So, they have like a bajillion flavors of ice cream that What's so unique about them is that, first of all, they are unique flavors overall. They're one of a kind for Ample Hill. As a matter of fact, they actually have a special one of a kind flavor for Walt Disney World. And they use like grass-fed cow milk and organic cane sugar and made from scratch ingredients. So it's as healthy as you can get for ice cream, essentially.
Let's go with that. For all of our listeners, it's healthy ice cream that gives you the have a double scoop. Yeah, exactly.
That's right. If anybody's gonna sell you on ice cream, it's gonna be me. So yeah. But they also have unique options as well, such as like different types of cones that you can get your ice cream in. And some of them are like, there's a pretzel cone and a like a cookie cone. So lots of different kinds of cones that you can do as well. There's also ice cream flights, which is six different flavors of ice cream that you can choose from to, you know, take around and try as a group. I would suggest trying that as a group. I would not suggest trying that all in one.
No, it's great for couples. Honestly, that's because three scoops each, you know, because you don't have a cone or anything. That's about the right amount. You split it with like somebody else. It's a good splitting thing.
That's a good splitting thing, yes. And then the last thing that they have is the ice cream sundae as well, which has a base of either a brownie or ooey gooey butter cake, which we'll be discussing in a few minutes, man. I'm sure. And for me, I thought that this was actually really good to split between, like Brian and I actually split this on my birthday, and it was the perfect size to split as well. So I guess it just depends on how much ice cream you're wanting. But yeah, so that's pretty much it. I mean, they specifically focus on all the good stuff, the ice cream and the sundaes and the cones and delicious.
It is delicious. Now let me run through the ice cream flavors, and then we'll kind of talk about just a couple other things here. So, you know, these, you can't really tell exactly what's in every one of them, but I'll just go through the ones they currently have. Sally Sells Seashells. That's a tough one to say there. I think I threw that in there.
That's the one that is I believe exclusive to Walt Disney World as well.
Huh, interesting.
No, that's right there.
And then you have peppermint patty, sweet cream and cookies, chocolate milk and cookies. The Ooey Gooey Butter Cake, which is a St. Louis original. PB Wins the Cup, Cotton Candy, Coffee Toffee Coffee, Butter Pecan Brittle, Nana D's Oatmeal Lace, Vanilla Bean, Baked / Unbaked, Dark Chocolate, Malty Salty Pretzel Punch, Lemon Sky, and Strawberries and Cream. So, you know, lots of choices there. And the thing is, too, it's kind of like a Baskin-Robbins. You know, you can go in, you can get samples, try it out, you know, before you commit. But my best advice, and we're always trying to give, you know, something to think about for your next Disney vacation, is go in, get the flight, get six different kinds. You know, like I said, if you have, you know, if you're a couple, or, you know, if you're there with just, you know, a couple, three people, just get six different flavors, try them out, you know, because I think currently, you know, of course, the prices do change. Last time I got it, it was like $11.99 for the flight, which is, you know, that's not much. It's like $2 a scoop. You get to try it, and then, you know, hopefully you're there for a long enough time that you can go back, and if you really do like the PB Wins the Cup, get that cone the next night, because the cones there are huge. A single scoop cone is big. You know, you really don't need a double scoop cone unless you're really partying out, but, you know, they're really good. I've had the PB Wins the Cup, very good, but like Ricky said, from St. Louis, Ooey Gooey Butter Cake is something that is kind of a St. Louis original. It's very popular here in St. Louis. It's hard to describe. It's like a buttery, it's like a cake that's kind of, it's so hard to describe. It's not,
it is.
It's like really moist, but yes. They have chunks of that in the ice cream, and it's very good. It's a unique flavor, but I think you should give it a try, and I think you would like it. So Pam, what do you go to when you go to Ample Hills?
So I really like the baked unbaked, and it's vanilla ice cream with pieces of homemade chocolate chip cookies and brown butter cookie dough. So it's really like a cookie dough ice cream, but it's one of the best cookie dough ice creams I've ever had. And what's funny is in my house, if we get ice cream, I am the one, I know, hate me. I'm the one who goes through the ice cream and picks out all the good stuff. Like the cookie dough chunks or like the pecans, if it's butter pecan or whatever. And then I leave the ice cream for people to eat.
You're an ice cream vandal is what you are.
Ice cream parlous. Yeah, he comes back into the carton. Where's all the stuff?
Exactly.
Steve only gets vanilla because that's all that's left. He's like, it's always vanilla.
Well, it's a good thing because I'm kind of lactose intolerant. So I know it's not like a horrible thing or anything, but I just have to watch like how, especially ice cream, how much ice cream I eat. So then I just like pick out the good stuff and leave the ice cream for Steve. So I guess we were meant for each other because he doesn't actually even mind. So Hannah, on the other hand, will call me out. She'll be like, yeah. Mom! What did you do to the ice cream? I'm not saying I pick out of the whole thing, but you know, if like I'm thinking like I want a little ice cream, what I really want is chocolate chip cookie dough from the ice cream because somehow it's better. But anyways, that's a really good flavor. And the other thing I really like is the PB Wins the Cup because I love all things peanut butter. And this is vanilla ice cream with peanut butter, chocolate flakes, and house-made peanut butter cups. And they're tasty. But I think one of these times I want to talk my family member into getting the milkshake because I think that so many of these would be great in a milkshake.
Oh, yeah.
And the pretzel cone, yum. It's so good, especially for those of you who like something salty, something sweet. It's really, really good. So
yeah, I'm looking at that picture, the pretzel cone here on the Mouse for Less. It's like the one of the main pictures here with this menu. And I don't know, though. Like, you know, I know people like the salts and the sweets. I don't think I'm like that. Like, I want all sweets. I want the sugar cone or the waffle cone, or they even have, like, a sugar cone that's almost like an Oreo cookie. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to go all in on the sweets. I don't know. I mean, it looks interesting, but I just don't know if I want that pretzel cone. I don't know.
It's really good. I'm just saying. It's good. That's Steve's hand holding that.
That's nice. I was thinking, boy, that is a nice looking hand. I was just wondering whose hand that was.
That is a nice looking hand right there.
That's a nice firm grip on that double scoop of ice cream there.
He's worried that I'm going to swoop in and get those peanut butter cookies.
That's it. All right. So the prices, though, for a cup of ice cream, small cup is, and again, this is the time we're recording here, $5.79. A large is $7.49. Cake cones, again, $5.79 and $7.49. Waffle cones, $6.79. And the flight of ice cream, it says on here, $10.19, but I think it is up to like $11.99 because of all the podcast buzz that we've been sending this place to raise the prices. So who knows? No, but it is really good. And I've heard from folks that have no experience with ooey gooey butter cake ice cream, and they've gone down, you know, because I get a lot of emails from listeners, and I love that. You guys, you know, send me emails, and I've gotten probably five or six saying, man, I didn't believe the hype about the ooey gooey butter cake, but you were right. You know, I'm like, I'm telling you, stuff's like crap. So yeah, just give it a shot. You know, when you're at Walt Disney World, you want to have ice cream. Now let's head over to the Beach Club, which, you know, before Ample Hills, this was my go-to, and it's Beaches and Cream, but this place is more than an old kind of soda fountain. Well, it is an old, it's themed as an old soda fountain, but they have obviously more than just ice cream. So Ricky, walk us through kind of the Beaches and Cream experience, because as Ample Hills is just kind of a walkthrough, get your ice cream, kind of like a Baskin Robbins, set the scene for Beaches and Cream for our newer listeners who may not have discovered this little gem.
So Beaches and Cream is literally a tiny hole in the wall. I mean, it seriously has maybe 50 seats in this entire restaurant, I think. Like, it's so tiny. It had, and you used to not be able to make ADRs for it. Now you can, and so now nobody can ever get into it. I mean, that's plain and simple. But they also do have a walk-up window where you can only get ice cream. And it's only specific kinds of ice cream, too. Like, they don't have all the different options that Beaches and Cream normally has if you go in and sit down. Now, Beaches and Cream also does offer, besides just sundaes, which, holy cow, these are the most massive sundaes you will have. And, you know, speaking of splitting things, these are definitely ones that you are going to want to split some of them by more than one person, especially i.e. the kitchen sink, but more on that in a minute. They also have lots of things like burgers and sandwiches and hot dogs and grilled cheese with tomato bisque. It's definitely got like that sock hot vibe to it all over. You know, pastels all around, jukeboxes, that kind of thing. I love the beach balls that are like ornamentation, and the ice cream cone lamps are fantastic. I love those so much. And then, of course, besides just the ice cream as well, say you wanted, you know, a soda with a flavor in it, they have those too, you know, like a true traditional soda fountain type thing. And then they also have, they have like a few different desserts. Like they have like a banana bread peanut butter thing, right, Pam? Is that right?
Yes.
Because I know I've eaten it with you. So they have a few additional desserts as well if you're not into the whole ice cream thing. But it's amazingly delicious, I have to say.
One of the things I think would make this place better is if the, and again, this would be tough because it is small. And just on a tangent here, before I get to my point there, I've always said they should knock down that wall and make this place, like, take over that arcade. That arcade is a waste of space. I'm not a big fan of the arcades down at Walt Disney World anyway. But, I mean, like, it'd be like printing money. Like, the place is always packed. Now, if you make it too big, I understand it kind of loses the feel. But you could easily double the seating in this place, and it would constantly still be full. I mean,
yes,
it seems like such a no-brainer that they wouldn't take over that arcade, but that's just, I've said that
for years. I mean, one would think that by knocking down, like, the arcade can't make that much money.
No, so it's, yeah, exactly. It's prime real
estate. Compared to what they would make off of knocking down the wall and adding even a little extra space, even if they wanted to keep an arcade there and add just a little extra space for Beaches and Cream, I mean, it would still be like printing money for them. So, yeah, I don't know why they haven't done that.
Yeah, we give them so many good ideas. I'm telling you, man, sometimes I've gone past there, cannot get in, and I'm so mad. I just want to knock that wall down myself and put a table in there.
Right?
Like, bring me a chili dog, you know, and some ice cream. But you're right. I mean, they do have a lot of great entrees. Like you said, the chili dog's one of my favorite. They have one of the best burgers on property. I know there's some other places you can get good burgers, but theirs is really good. And the ambiance there is something too, you know, and you could just go in, get some sides, like some fries or you know, onion rings. They have good onion rings too, really good. Mm-hmm. All that stuff that you shouldn't be eating, because you probably heard this story, we've been doing the show forever, that one time when we took Paige's friend Molly back when they were about they're probably about Mallory's age, maybe a year younger, they're like 8 or 9. One of our first trips down there, it was hot. It was the summer. It was July. We went to Beaches and Cream. We just ate it up. We were on the dining plan. We tore it up because that was back in the appetizer, entree, dessert days. Uh-huh. So, you know, we all had these, and they were like, you know, they got an appetizer, you know, and they were like 8, you know, I'm sorry, 9 or something, you know. So we had like 4 appetizers. That was back in the crazy days. You did not need that much food. It was ridiculous. So we had like cheese fries, we had like chili cheese fries, onion rings, then, you know, then you had a burger, then it was like, oh, we gotta have dessert, you gotta have No Way Jose or something. So after all this, and that was back in the days where I would eat everything on the table, I still do, but now I run a little bit to help. And if you're running today, I apologize for this show, by the way. I didn't think about that. If somebody's on their jog, sorry, I apologize. But anyway, so yeah, that's the night that we decided to do the Surrey bike rental right afterwards, because I had promised the girls, like, okay, well, fine, we'll rent one of those bikes. How hard can they be? Oh, those bikes are like riding, like pedaling a Volkswagen, especially after eating all that food. Forget it. You're done. But so don't do that. That's good advice. So anyway, back to Beaches and Cream. What do you think, Pam, on this one? Because I know that you go there frequently. This is a place I think we all try to get into. And if you're creative and on your ADRs, you can schedule an ADR. But you got to really it's harder to get in nowadays, I think, than it was before.
It is a challenge to get in. I mean, we still, a lot of time, we stay at the Yacht and Beach Club a lot. So if we're having like a pool day, we'll head over at some point and then just put our name. You know, they'll usually say, well, you can get in at this point, and they'll give you, you know, a pager. Or actually, no, last time they actually texted Steve's phone, and I was like, good way to go, Disney. Like, move on into the 20th century.
Nicely done.
But anyways, so they were able to do that. But yeah, we usually go. And usually the three of us end up like splitting, you know, like 2 entrees instead of getting 3, because we want to make it to dessert. And there's just so many great things to choose from there. But I wish that they did offer more of the things to be eaten out in that little outside seating area, because sometimes that's really nice to be able to do, and they just don't do it. And I understand why, because it's such a small space. I just don't think they have the cooking surface to, you know, serve that many more people. But I will say the last time we were there, we actually tried one of the things that they've introduced like in the last year are adult hard floats and beverages. So for instance, they have some ice cream, like a s'mores ice cream, like kind of like a milkshake that has adult beverages in it, like liquor. The s'mores one has chocolate and vanilla ice cream along with Amarula cream liqueur and a creme de cacao. So anyways, that whole thing, that they were actually really good. They have probably about five of them. They have a grasshopper float and a stout float and a root beer float that's made with hard root beer, and then a tropical sunrise float. And I thought that was, I mean, I think that's kind of creative that they came up with something like that. It's kind of like a mix of, you know, having something fun and having something that has a little bit of, you know, an adult beverage in it too. So I know that the internet kind of went crazy right after they had introduced this, but I haven't heard a ton about it, but we were happy with the one that we got. So,
and you know, about those things, you know, you don't have to get it if you don't want it. You know, it's okay to me. You know, if you want to buy that, that's fine. I, you know, if I choose not to, that's my choice as well. But this is, I think you mentioned a great way to do this. A couple good times to go here. And it's when it's busy. And of course, now you got to have an ADR, so it kind of changes things. But it's perfect for a pool day. If you're staying at Yachter Beach, you know, to sneak in, grab some lunch, or to get the to-go ice cream. And like Ricky said, you can't get everything, but you can get some things. You know, good place to do that. And a lot of people have, over the years, taking advantage of this post Epcot closing. You know, you'll walk out of the International Gateway, head over to Beaches and Cream, you know, because every day when you, at least for me, you know, when I'm there in the summer and we're touring the parks and you leave a park at, say, 9 o'clock at night, I'm hungry again. Like, I need fourth meal. You know what I'm saying? I don't need like a whole meal, but like, you know, give me some fries and a shake. You know, like, it's so bad. Yeah. Like, that's what you would not do at home. But it's like, it's 9:30, not quarter to 10. I'm on vacation. I need a No Way Jose, or I need, you know, you got to have, like, there's your salty and sweet, you know, some fries, some onion rings, and, you know, some kind of a dessert. So, Ricky, walk us through the ice cream options here, because they're very different than what you would get at Ample Hills.
They absolutely are. So these, again, are more of a sundae type option. What you can do here is you can get a classic banana split. You can get the Milky Way sundae, which is delicious. Do you want me to go through what's in the Milky Way sundae, or just go?
No, let's hear it. Let's go.
All right. I just
especially
want to make sure,
especially for our friends. If you're like at mile 13 and you're, you know, you're only going 16, I know we're killing you, but just hang in there.
That's kind of why I didn't want to make people super hungry, but that's fine. Okay. So it has three scoops of vanilla ice cream, hot fudge, caramel, whipped cream with dark and white chocolate shavings, and a cherry. Hello. Okay. All right. Then we have the fudge mud slide, which is a gooey, chewy brownie covered with hot fudge, three scoops of vanilla ice cream, Oreo cookies, whipped cream, chocolate sauce, and a cherry. My favorite, without a doubt, the No Way Jose.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Which is peanut butter, which I've been doing that for years, putting peanut butter in my ice cream before I knew that was a thing. Hot fudge and chocolate and vanilla ice cream, peanut butter and chocolate morsels, whipped cream, and a cherry. Yes, that's where it's at. We have the old-fashioned sundae, which is two scoops of your choice with one topping, marshmallow, strawberry, pineapple, peanut butter, hot fudge, caramel, or chocolate syrup, topped with whipped cream, toasted almonds, and a cherry. And then the granddaddy of them all is the kitchen sink, which serves four, or, you know, a small army.
It's more than four, honestly. It's so much. Four—that's a stretch,
that's,
man. It's like eight.
I mean, you're gonna have to gorge yourself with ice cream if there's only four of you, and you're all thinking you're gonna eat it all. Okay, so you get scoops of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, cookies and cream, and mint chocolate chip ice creams, smothered with every single topping that they have in the entire place. So I think they have, isn't there also a coffee ice cream as well in there? So that's the part that kind of makes me go, oh, because you have mint chocolate chip ice cream and coffee ice cream mixing together in the same bowl. That does not sound delightful, but I'm sure that everybody enjoys it. But that's why I haven't gotten the kitchen sink, because that sounds gross. But there's also, now this is something I may have to try. They have a chocolate lovers version of the kitchen sink. And they also have a Neapolitan version of the kitchen sink. I'm down for either of those two. So I haven't gotten them yet, but, you know, anybody wants to split one, and I'll be happy to do that.
And that's the thing. I want to talk about the kitchen sink for just a second, because that is what I think the most popular dessert at Peaches and Cream is probably the Noe Jose. It's so good. The peanut butter.
Oh, I don't know. I think the kitchen sink's pretty darn popular.
Well, I think, you know, because not everybody can get the kitchen sink. Like, everybody can go get a Noe Jose by themselves. You know, it's sure. Good to split, though. It's pretty big. That thing is big.
Huge. I'm not eating that whole thing.
I can.
I'm
saying I can. I'm just saying. But, I mean,
I may
probably
be going
should.
Into a diabetic coma at that point, too, if I ate the whole thing by myself.
But when you're talking about the kitchen sink, though, it's almost like it's an event. Like, when you're there with a group of friends, yeah. Or, you know, it's a special time, you get the kitchen sink because of the presentation. They turn the lights out. They put the little flashing lights on. They make a big deal out of it when they serve you. And, you know, the restaurant kind of goes wild for a second. But it's neat to see them preparing it, because, oh, here they're getting the can of whipped cream, you know, and they exhaust the entire can, you know, as they're, you know, the whole thing, throw it away. And so it is an event. But the thing about the kitchen sink is, I want to give one best practice, and Pam, I know you've had them too. So my best thing is that you gotta, once you get it, you have to eat it rather quickly, because within about 10 minutes, it turns into like this big ice cream soup of all those flavors Ricky just read.
God, and that's so gross.
It is not the best thing, but and the thing too is, like, you're kind of mystery diving into it. You may not like mocha, and, you know, you don't really see anything because all the whipped cream. So if you're a picky person, you may not like this either. So Pam, what have you learned over the years with kitchen sinks?
Yeah, it's unexpected, a lot of the things that you'll find in the kitchen sink, I will
That's
say.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, and the whipped cream covers so much of it that it takes a while, first of all, to get through the whipped cream. And then secondly, once you get through some of it, you really don't know what your spoon's going to get when you're diving into this, right? So you could come back with, like, mint chocolate chip ice cream with, like, pineapple topping on it. And it's odd and very weird. I mean, it absolutely is a lot of fun. And when you think about things you're going to remember on vacation, I guarantee you're also going to remember doing this years later. I mean, because it's such a unique experience. There's so few places you can do something like this. But it is like a lot of novelty, I will say. I mean, it's not something that we like to do all the time. We've probably only done it a couple times in all the times that we've been going there. But, you know, look, it makes for some great photos and some great vacation memories.
Yeah, and it comes in at, like, you know, I think it's currently $32, which, you know, if you're having 4 people, 6 people, 8 people partake, you know, it's about the same cost as that's actually probably cheaper per person than, like, a Noe Jose. You know, it's fun. You know, like you said, you wouldn't do it very often. Not you can also get kind of a mini version. Now, it's not exactly the same thing, but at the Plaza and Main Street. And now they have those little novelty containers that you can take home, kind of look like Mickey's pants.
Yes.
I don't know, what do they call them, like mini kitchen sinks, or
it's no,
is that what they call them? They call them something similar.
That's the Mickey pants one.
The Mickey pants. Yeah. Which is kind of, it's not the same thing, but it's a cute little novelty. But we're not going to talk about the Plaza right now. But man, I'm in an ice cream kick. I'm going to have to go Baskin Robbins as soon as we're done. Because that's crazy. So let's wrap this up. Okay, here's the question of the day. So, you know, it's about time to go. And again, apologies if you're hungry, because I'm starving right now for ice cream.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so we give you a gift card right now, and it just says on it, good for one ice cream novelty treat in the Epcot area resort. So Beach Club, or Beaches and Cream, or Ample Hills. What's the one item you're going to, Ricky? You get anything you want. What are you going to get?
Oh, this is so tough.
That's why I did it.
I know this is gonna sound bad. I still think I'm going for Beaches and Cream, but it's so hard to get in there now. So
no,
like,
you get to get wherever you want. Like, you just get front of the line access. You just get to get whatever treat you want.
The Noe Jose is my everything. So, like, it's seriously my favorite thing. So, because I said I've been putting peanut butter on ice cream for years. So. I gotta go with my no way, Jose. I'm going to beaches. Sorry.
No, you don't be sorry for that. That's a solid choice. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I know
it disappoints you.
No, you're loyal. You know what? Hey, I could take a No Way. You put a No Way Jose in front of me right now. That thing is gone in 15 minutes. Yes. I'm going to have brain freeze. That sucker's gone because I've been looking at this picture for the last 20 minutes while we've been doing
so
the show.
Delicious.
I'm about to lick my monitor. All right. So, Pam, tell me, what are you going to get with that gift card there? You get anything you want in the area as far as ice creams. What are you grabbing?
I'm doing the baked unbaked in a pretzel cone over at Ample Hills. I really like it. And you know what? And I'm picking out all of the cookie dough and I'm eating it. So
Yes.
So yeah, I love that. It's just good. And great people watching too there over at Ample Hills. So.
That's part of the deal too at Ample Hills. You know, you grab that ice cream, you're sitting on the boardwalk. You know, you got people around you, just the smells of the boardwalk, because you got right down the way, you have the that cart where they're making all that carnival type food, like funnel cakes and stuff. And, you know, Ample Hills smells good. You got the Boardwalk Bakery next door. Oh, and it's a beautiful place. I mean, you're looking out over Crescent Lake and then Epcot. It's awesome. But of course, my thing's going to be, you know, just give me, I don't even want like a cone. I don't even want like a cup. Give me that big thing that's in the case. You know what I'm saying? Like the 20-gallon bucket of the ooey-gooey butter cake, and I'm set. I'm a smiling Mike. I love Ample
Hills. You're just going to sit there the rest of the night.
That's right. I'll just be smiling with one big spoon and give me like a bib. And like that dude is on vacation. He's happy. He's enjoying life. So we just, you know, and I know most people have probably been to most of these places, but if you haven't, they're great options. Again, vacation is about doing the stuff that you don't get the opportunity to do back home. Maybe you get to go to Baskin Robbins every once in a while. Try one of these places. They're novelties. They're fun. And I don't think you'll regret it.
And they're delicious. Right. There's no way of going wrong.
Can't go wrong. So hopefully you enjoyed today's show. We appreciate you stopping in for some ice cream talk. And don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel, which 10 out of 10 Magic for Less agents approve of having dessert every night of your Walt Disney World vacation. I'm just saying. Right, Pam?
We're vacation enablers.
That's what we do. That's right. I can tell you that. This one right here says have dessert sometimes more than once. You know, if you have it early, like 7 o'clock, get another one before they close at midnight. Just saying. You might not get to. So, you know, check out the great agents over at the Magic for Less. When you're looking to plan that next Disney vacation, have an expert there, an advocate, because they're there for their guests with anything they need. And one of the best things that I like to point out about having a travel agent working for you is, not only do you have somebody there to kind of bounce ideas off of, you know, and talk about, well, what if we did this ADR at this time? We're trying to schedule fast passes then. You know, what about this park on that day as opposed to going to a different park? That's an awesome thing. But also, if you have a change or a modification or a new discount comes out and, you know, you're busy at work, you have a busy life, you know, you're taking the kids to gymnastics or to baseball, that agent's going to be there to make those modifications for you. They're going to wait on hold. They're going to go online and they're going to just advocate for you every step of the way to get you the best deal, to get you exactly what you're looking for, and to do that at the lowest price possible. And the agents of the Magic for Less, no kidding, they work hard. They take pride in that and they love seeing their guests happy. So the next time it comes to booking a Disney vacation, check them out, support the podcast, drop by themagicforless.com, fill out that free no obligation quote, and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. So drop by themagicforless.com. And we're also brought to you by, we should be brought to you by Ample Hills, but we're not. We'll have to work on that.
True.
That might be our another sponsor. But we're also brought to you by Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. So when you're looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture, support the folks who support us and call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at ameriprise advisors.com/drew.baker. Don't forget, next time you're shopping on Amazon, go through beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon for all your purchases. We get a little bit of a kickback. It helps support the show, helps us pay for the bandwidth and the hosting and all that good stuff. And we really, really appreciate that. Now, we'll tell you, Ample Hills is available on Amazon. Now, it costs an arm and a leg. Man, I'm so close to buying some, but my wife would be so mad if I paid that much for ice cream. I just wouldn't be able to let her see the bill. I could just tell her that I'm supporting the podcast. I'm getting a little kickback. You know, that's how you do it. But yeah, if you want to buy anything on Amazon, BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. We'd really appreciate that. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at BeOurGuestMike. We're on Facebook at Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And if you wouldn't mind, drop by iTunes and Stitcher. We'd love some star ratings over there. If you have the time, you could spare just a few minutes to put in some good words over there. We'd really, really appreciate that. Helps us grow the show. We're doing tremendously because of your support, but we always want to make the show better and expand it out as much as possible. All right, well, it's time to get on with your weekend. Hey, it's the weekend. It's the perfect time to go get some ice cream. It's Friday. Mm-hmm. It's Saturday. Even if it's Tuesday night when you're listening to this, just say, you know what? Mike said we should get ice cream and just drop it on me. You know, I'm an enabler, like Pam said. You know, that's what we do. So go get some ice cream, even if it's, you know, 10:30 in the morning. Who cares? Tell your boss. It's time for ice cream. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you an awesome weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe and have a scoop on me. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.